970 WKHM and 101.5 FM presents Good Morning Greater Jackson. It's breakfast with the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce live from Bellinote in downtown Jackson. Today's host is Rick Walton, owner of the Walton Insurance Group. Let's hear it for Rick.
All right, now we're on the air live. We're downtown Jackson, and it's going to be in the 50s today, so that'll make everybody a little bit happier. You know, that sun's been out there all this time, but you see that sun and that wind blows, and it's been cold. It has been cold. So it may be a little bit wet, but at least we'll be warm today. So here we are at Bella. People are getting their breakfast, not dinner. I don't think dinner yet. And we've got a good show today. We've got a number of different people on today. We've got the BNI organization, Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity. We have promoting Yearly Visitors Day. We have the Paragon Charter Academy, America's Preferred Home Warranty. And then we have Matt comes back on to tell everything that's going on with the chamber. So today we are going to start out with people from BNI Profits. We got Darren Bueller and Tom Rooney. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
We're glad to have you here today. You know, you hear about BNI. I've heard about BNI for years, and actually I've attended a few of your meetings and everything else, too. Different chapters. I know there's different chapters around. But I think most people probably really don't know what BNI is. So I think you guys are probably going to tell us today. Is that right?
Yeah, so BNI is a professional and business networking organization, and its primary purpose is to exchange business referrals. So we have a weekly meeting we attend. It's a structured meeting, and actually Tom's the president. And we go around and ask for referrals and pass referrals. So it's basically a business networking referral meeting that we attend every week. And we are BNI Profits Horizon is the fastest growing, most exciting BNI chapter in the world.
Okay. Now, is that true, or are you guys making that up?
We have yet to be proven wrong on that.
Okay. I like your attitude. I tell you, I got a good attitude about that. So your chapter is called BNI Profits Horizon, R-I-Z-I-N.
Yeah, it's a play on words.
I get that. Well, that's great. So so I know that you guys this year are promoting Yearly Visitors Day, which is May 17th, right?
Yeah, so we have once a year we have a big Visitors Day. Now, visitors are welcome to come to any meeting. It's encouraged to have people to, you know, visit our meeting and see what we're about. But once a year we have a big Visitors Day where we do an extravaganza for our visitors. We really roll out the red carpet, and this year is no different. We're going to have a pretty exciting Visitors Day, and we wanted to come on this radio show, promote it, and tell everybody about what we're doing and the exciting things that are happening.
Okay, so you guys have an organization. How many members do you have?
Right now we're at 32.
32. That's a big organization.
Well, we're hoping to hit 40 at Visitors Day, so.
40 at Visitors Day.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Can you imagine a room with 40 professional businesses that want to pass you a referral? What a lot of power that would be.
That's what it's all about. So it's all about. If you don't have an opportunity, you're probably not going to be successful.
We're excited about it, so that's going to be great.
So what is your business?
We do pickup and delivery car repair for people while they're at work.
Oh, really? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So where's your business located?
We're in Michigan Center right now. We're looking at moving to downtown Jackson here in the next 6 to 8 months.
So somebody needs something done to their car, they can call you up, you pick it up, fix it, and take it back.
Yep.
Pretty nice service.
So let me tell you a little bit the benefits of our BNI group. When I joined 2 years ago, the group was about 20. And in the last 2 years, we have grown. We've invited people. We've done pretty well, gained 12 members. And let me tell you, gaining members is not the easiest thing. It's a structured group, and some people enjoy that and some people don't. But the good thing about a structured group is you know what you're getting out of it. You know that you are meeting people that are professionals that you can trust and you can trade business with. You can refer your mom, your best friend, or your best client. And that's what we are. We are a group of individuals who are good at our profession. We only allow one profession per seat in the group. So if you're, as Darren said, he's a car repair, you know, he does car and tire, he's the only one allowed. We have insurance agents, we have Commonwealth. We have the chambers in our group, but we only allow one type of each business in the group. And that allows us to respectively trade business and give each other referrals. We are nearing $1 million a year in closed business. I joined 2 years ago, it was about 600,000. So we've done very well to grow, and as Darren said, we are the fastest growing in our minds because we've been number one at least two or three times in the last year out of the Flint region, which is about 30 chapters, and so we're doing pretty well for ourselves.
How's it done for you?
I have gained two new employees and another truck because I'm closing about 45,000 a year in business, so I had to hire more people because of my group.
That's fantastic. You too?
We track our business. That's part of BNI is tracking the referrals and the closed business from that. So you can't manage what you can't measure, right?
Right.
And so one of the advantages to BNI is the tracking and stuff like that that goes along with it. And so we know exactly how much business we've got, and it's in our Jackson store, it's 12%.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. So you guys do training through this organization too?
BNI gives the most training opportunities in the world, minus the U.S. military. The training is weekly. There's advanced trainings all over the state. You can travel. They're in Jackson, they're in Lansing, they're in Grand Rapids. The nice thing about it is they're training you on how to be a successful business entrepreneur or business leader. And it's pretty awesome. The leadership itself in Michigan, you have directors who help you out. You have ambassadors who travel to your groups to help you grow in it. And the good thing about it is if you don't understand something, you have somebody to lean on and get going. So training-wise, you can't beat it.
So you're looking for anybody to come on your visitor's day, May 17th.
We actually have a list of people we're looking for. Not anybody, because we already have 32 professions, and we're not looking to have those professions right. Double up. But we do have at least 100 vacant slots. We need electricians. We need plumbers. We have trades. We have a lot of different things that work with us. And it's not just trades. It could be we already have a massage therapist, so she could work well with a yoga instructor. We have different categories that we can work with.
Okay, yeah, that's right, because you're not going to duplicate any of the different categories you have up there. So, you have a yoga instructor?
We need one.
No, we're looking for a yoga instructor.
I need one, too. I tell you, who doesn't need a yoga instructor to loosen us up? I'm with you. I really am with you. I tell you, it's amazing to me. So you guys have, how long have you been a member now?
I've just been a member for 2 years so far.
But you're the president?
I am.
Okay. What's the president have to do at the organization?
The president leads the meeting, and he gets to lean on the support from the rest of the group. It's not just a one-person thing. We have a vice president, a secretary, treasurer, and a president. And then beneath that, we have another dozen categories that help us out. The meetings are run by all of us. I direct things. I take care of items that keep us going. But beneath me, I have the help of everybody else. And if I need something, I call my group.
So when you come to meet BNI meeting, are you supposed to bring a referral?
Yes.
Or a testimonial. You don't have to have a referral every week, but it would be nice. A testimonial or a referral, we ask, because a testimonial is, if you don't have a referral that week, at least tell the group about something you've had done, somebody in the group has treated you well, or your aunt or your best customer, and that's the thing. So a referral or testimonial is what we ask for every week.
Okay, that's cool. So now, I know that we go out to the audience to see if anybody has any questions, since we've got these BNI experts up here. Largest, fastest growing, smartest, best in the world, BNI network. So now we have got, do we have a question? We have a question? Really? Okay, here we go. Tell us who you are and then give us
good
your
morning,
question.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm really good. Nice
good.
To see you.
Glad to hear it. My name is Katina Lau, and I work for Comfort Care, serving Jackson, Lenawee, Hillsdale, and Monroe. And I'd like to know, how can I get signed up to be part of BNI? What's the process?
Well, first you need to be invited to attend a meeting, and that's one of the things that Visitors Day is more of an open invitation. Come visit a meeting, see what we do, see how we do it, and talk to the group and see if it's a good fit for you. We're looking, like Tom said, we're looking for specific businesses. We're looking for we want to get the best in that business. So there's references that we check. There's a process that goes along with membership. There's a form that needs to be filled out, but it's all pretty simple. It happens right at the meeting. So if you attend a meeting, you can fill out the form. You need to be referred to the meeting, so you have to know somebody in the meeting or come to a visitor's day to get in.
When is visitor's day?
Visitor's Day, I'm glad you asked, is May 17th. So you're welcome to visit before that, but Visitor's Day is going to be great. And
where is Visitor's Day at?
That is at the Commonwealth Commerce Center. There's going to be signs. If you come into the Commonwealth, there's going to be signs and people directing you to the room that we're in.
In what time?
It is at 7 a.m.
Bright and early.
Did they plant you in the audience?
No.
All right. Yeah, as Darren said, Katina, our visitor day is going to be at the Commonwealth and their new ballroom on the fifth floor. And it's a good chance to see their new room. They are actually members of ours. And a lot of our members in our BNI group are in their building. They rent space. It's not just a direct, hey, I have a sewer backup, I'm going to call Rooney's. It's, I have a need, I have a space I can rent you. Okay, and then they make a deal, and Commonwealth has given us some of our members a place to rent. But we have other members that offer lots of other things. So if you're curious about if we need your category, just contact us on Facebook or contact us through BNI. The Chamber is a member, so if you need to, go talk to Pat O'Dowd down at the Chamber. And that's a great way, and they can contact you and give you somebody from our BNI group, okay? That's the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Hey, well, thanks so much, guys. You know, it was really great. It really is interesting to hear about you, and we appreciate it. So our time's up, and we've got our next group coming up here right now, and it's going to be the Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity. And let's thank the two guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. We have with us today, again, at Greater Jackson Habitat for Humanity, we got Wendy Clough and Jim Scott really doing some good things in this community. So we're glad you're here today and look forward to hearing about what's going on.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Wendy,
yes.
You're the director, aren't you?
I am.
You are the director. Greater Jackson, what does that really mean, when you're Habitat for Humanity? What does that mean?
So Habitat for Humanity is an international organization. It started in Georgia in 1976, and it's grown into an international organization. The local Jackson affiliate here is, it's an affiliate of that overall Habitat for Humanity. And our mission is that we want to make sure that everyone has a decent place to live.
That would be nice.
Yes.
I think that's fantastic that you guys do that, because I know you serve those people out there that may have a home, but you come in and repair them.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have a couple of different programs. We have our homeowner program, which is what Habitat for Humanity is most well known for. And then we do have a couple of repair programs as well. We serve the low-income population of our community, so people that are 80% or below of the area median income. So the repair program helps people who may be homeowners but have some issues with their house that they can't afford to fix. We've been able to help people with problems with their home that were maybe going to keep them from getting homeowners insurance, or their homeowners insurance was going to lapse because of repairs that needed to be done, but they couldn't afford it. So we help with things like that.
And you build brand new homes too?
We build brand new homes as well.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? Yeah. So that is part of our homeowner program. And we have this program that teaches people how to be homeowners. So people will enter that program and go through homeowner education classes that are provided in partnership with Community Action Agency. And then they also provide some what we call sweat equity, but it's volunteer hours, both on other people's homes that we're working on as well as possibly their home when it comes to the time that we're matching them up with a home that we might be building.
How does somebody qualify them to have your services?
We have an application process, and just to be completely clear, it's not a very fast process. So, and that's done by design. So someone can come in and pick up an application. We go through the entire application process with them. We do collect income documentation. We will determine needs. So there are three things that people have to meet in order to qualify for a home. Need is number one. Number two is ability to pay, because we are a lender as well. And number three is willingness to partner. So Habitat's philosophy is a hand up, not a hand out. And we don't look at ourselves as providing charity for these people that need our help, but we look at them, we look at this as building partnerships with them.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to build them a home, you got to make sure they can sustain the home.
Absolutely. We want to build success stories.
I get it. Mm-hmm. So you got a beloved community project coming up here?
Right, right. So 2018 is the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination, and also of the passing of the Fair Housing Act, which is an extension of the Civil Rights Act. So Habitat International has come down with a national campaign called Beloved Community, and the local affiliates can build that around whatever the need is in our community. So April 11th is the actual anniversary of passing of that Fair Housing Act, and so on that day, we're kicking off this program or this project, and we're going to be having a celebration at Habitat, which is at the Restore at 251 West Prospect is where we're located, and just kind of kicking off our season and kicking off the Beloved Community Project. And then the last 2 weeks in April, we have three homes that we're going to be doing some repairs on that are badly needed repairs by some homeowners that fit our demographic. And two of the houses need new siding. One of the houses is we're going to be repairing a porch. The homeowner is a 93-year-old veteran that we just need to do some improvements to his home so that it makes it a little bit safer for him. And so those things are going to be taking place the last 2 weeks of April. And we're looking for volunteers who want to be out in the field with us and get their hands dirty.
So you have volunteers, everything from plumbing to hammering nails to whatever.
Replacing siding. So we're going to be taking siding down off of the two of the houses and then replacing it with siding that is being donated to us by CertainTeed. I want to mention that.
Cool. Right.
Yep. And so we've got a lot of volunteers that are interested right now. We're looking for some more. And it's going to be a really fun way to pull the community together.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You got Jim Scott here with you, which I've known for a long time. So what are you doing, Jim?
Well, basically, I'm president of the board. I inherited the position earlier this year. Basically, I work as a board president, but I find my most important function is to support Wendy and the staff. And Wendy, you know, talked about seeking partnerships. If you're a homeowner or a person that wants to be a homeowner, and we say volunteer hours, we're talking 300 to 500 hours of volunteer time. That's a commitment. So once they commit, that's the kind of thing we're looking for. And in terms of the kinds of people we seek for volunteers, we will take anybody who's interested in helping, because there's always something to do. If you think about building a home, and you always think in terms of construction work, but we have a Restore. We can use people in retail. We have committees all through our structure. We can use people who are willing to make Jackson a better place at any level.
Have you been involved for quite a while, Tim?
I was involved as a volunteer for 4 years prior to becoming president.
Well, so you've seen a lot out there and all the
things. Yes, I've been privileged to see some wonderful things.
Right, right. What have you guys got going on right now?
We're looking to do a veterans build at some point in the next year. Jackson has the second highest population of veterans in all of Michigan per capita. And in addition to that, 25% of our veterans are disabled. So there's a huge need for housing in that area, and we're exploring what our options are now.
25% of our veterans are disabled?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're kidding. That's amazing. That is, wow, it blows my mind. I didn't realize that was that high of a percentage. So I guess now let's go to the audience now and see if we've got some questions out there. We've got a question right here from a new young fellow who shows up here.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Another day in paradise, brother.
It is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Anytime you wake up and it's just a beautiful day in Michigan, how do you beat it?
Amen. Amen.
Wendy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for all you do for the community. It's a wonderful thing. And I'm just wondering, on behalf of Northwest Schools, how we can really partner in a greater way for that collective impact. And I know that, like Jim was mentioning, we have to make sure that regardless of the age, that they're committed to doing what they're doing. But through a screening process, even if they're 17, 18-year-olds, mm-hmm. I would be very interested, because that's what we're all about at Northwest, is about mm-hmm. culture, community, and being a part of something greater. So,
right. Well,
what's your thoughts?
Thank you for that. I'm going to be definitely taking you up on that. I'll be giving you a call soon. But there are plenty of opportunities for schools to get involved, and we really do want to bring youth into what we're doing. I think that it's really, really important for our young people in our community as they're coming up to see the impact that they're able to make in so many different ways. And I think that the younger we can get people involved, and I mean, you know, the high school age is perfect, then the better that they can learn and know where they're going to go with the community impact that they have. And they can also learn some great skills. So we do have a youth program that, well, Habitat International has a youth program that they support that we want to start to put in place here in Jackson. So we definitely want to talk about that. And I'm going to let Jim speak a little bit more, too, because I know that he has some ideas about that.
Jim, can you put us real quick?
I can talk fast. We've had a number of programs. Trinity Lutheran School, for example, has repurposing furniture for us that we then sell. And most of what we do is through donations. So if there's interest, we'll provide opportunity.
Okay. Well, I tell you real quick, Northwest is very interested. I mean, we're expanding a skilled trades program as it is.
Okay.
So this could be just a win-win-win all the way around.
Perfect.
for Habitat of Humanity.
Absolutely.
Northwest and
yeah.
the Jackson community. And I'm talking really quickly. Go on.
Okay, I got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you to Wendy Clow.
Yes.
And Jim Scott. We really appreciate what you guys
Thanks.
Are doing. You guys are doing great stuff for Jackson. Thank you. Really do appreciate it. Let's hear it from Wendy and Jim. Okay. Next up, we have a segment here that is brand new to me. We've got Ellie Blonde, the Ladina Fredette. Well, how do you say it?
Ladina,
it's D-E-N-N-A. Is that right?
One N, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, one A. Okay. Ladina and Calvin Battles. Oh, nice to see you all. So this segment we call Chamber Segment, sponsored by MIS, and it's Leadership Jackson. So you guys are three people that are into leadership, doing things out in the community.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. We actually each represent a different service project.
Okay, cool. Cool. What's your service project?
So my service project is my leadership group helped launch a brand new event for Cascades Humane Society. It's called Wine and Whiskers. It's going to be April 26th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 49 South. We have five wineries that will be there. We've got some nice wine pairings that you can go taste. So it'll be a cute event. It's presented by County National Bank. It's been a really great experience, but we're really excited for it.
Did you say it'll be a cute event or a huge event?
Cute.
Cute.
And
okay.
huge.
And huge. Cute
yeah.
and huge event. I haven't heard that term used, basically. So you guys, you take part in the community service projects, you know, all three of the different organizations. In the 37th, you guys go through the class? Is this a leadership class you go through?
Yes.
Oh, I started that back 37 years ago with a couple other people. Now I know where you're coming from. All right. Well, great. And so what's your, Ladina?
So our group's nonprofit is the Community Action Agency, okay. and we are working with them to help bring homelessness awareness to our community in a couple different ways. One of the biggest ones we're working with them on is growing an event called Project Homeless Connect, which is a week-long event. Currently, CAA is only able to do it one day during that week, and we're hoping to expand that with them for the entire week.
Wow. So you're doing actually a homeless project. And what are you doing, I guess, for that time? What are you doing for these people?
What we're doing, Community Action Agency actually works with individuals that are in poverty and also homelessness, which involves the AWARE shelter, okay. Interfaith shelter, things along those lines. They do a lot of different things with the homeless, trying to bring resources to them. Right. to show them what the community has. And one of the things our group is doing is working with them on growing homeless Project Homeless Connect Week into an event that shows the community,
what the needs are. Yes. Okay. So we got Calvin Battles with us, too. Hey, Calvin, how are you doing?
Hey, Rick, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to see you.
It's been a long time.
So what are you doing, Calvin?
Our project was working with DHHS, the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the department that works with fostered kids. And usually when they get pulled from their homes, it's a very short period of time. They don't have a lot of time to plan and prepare for that. And oftentimes kids will get pulled from their homes with nothing with them. And so what Consumers Power donated a bunch of duffel bags. And so what we did was we raised supplies to put in those duffel bags for the kids so that they have, hygiene products and clothes and usually a book or some type of toy or something like that so that the kids can have something when they unfortunately have to get pulled from their homes.
Now that is a fantastic program because I know these foster kids live in such incredibly terrible circumstances. And like you say, these bags, after these kids all get all their belongings in a garbage bag, and then you've got them. In fact, you call me. I've got 20 or 25 bags I can give you that people have given me over the years. I've got to do that, too. Same we did in our office a while ago. But it's fantastic. So you people all have other jobs?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So you're doing this all through volunteering?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, it really is fantastic. So, and you went through the Leadership Academy?
Almost all the way. We got another one more class.
Tomorrow's our
and our graduation is the 12th of next month.
So they're in the Leadership Academy, which is an organization to take young people and talk about leadership and get involved and give back and everything else out there. And so does everybody have to take on a project or is in the Leadership Academy?
Yep, we represent the three projects that got chosen. There was about six or seven options, and the people in your group then picked which one that you thought fit best for your group.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Now, do we have any questions for the audience for these people today? We do have a question. This girl could hardly wait. I'm telling you, I could see the excitement in your face. I'm so glad you came down. She came down just to ask this question today.
Well, I am so excited you are here today. So I have a question. This is Marie from Jackson Magazine. And what was your favorite class during Leadership Jackson?
I think so far my favorite class has been, we had a really powerful communications class from the nonprofit network. So Katina Kane came in, and it was just a really enlightening segment that really taught the power of how you communicate, especially like your nonverbal cues and things like that in the business world. So that was a really helpful segment.
I would say mine was when Sarah Ermatinger came in from Consumers, or CP, Federal Credit Union. It's the why, which I'm still trying to figure out.
I would say mine was when the president of the Jackson Community Foundation, which I'm drawing a blank on her name, came in and talked about how you...
Monica.
How you, say it again.
Monica.
Monica, thank you. How you go about participating in boards and how you should start getting on a board and how you can start become more involved in Jackson. I thought that was really interesting.
So let me ask you guys, why did... Am I supposed to... Are we done? I got to wrap it up. I'm not going to ask you any more questions. But I wanted to ask you why you guys really got involved. I think it's so cool you guys did this and go through it. But as for another segment, we'll bring you back sometime. Thanks to all three of you for what you going to Leadership Academy, number one, and then number two, doing this volunteering. It's fantastic. So thank you so very much for being here this morning.
Thanks, Rick.
So stick around for our next half hour. We're going to break for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Now part two of Good Morning Greater Jackson, live from Bellanote Restaurant, 970 WKHM 101.5 FM. Today's host is Rick Walton.
Okay, everybody. We are back. We are back. So everybody has to stop talking and have to pay attention up front. I'm the teacher today. So, right, Shelley? I'll get you to whistle. So we had a good show so far, and we're going to continue on right now because we're coming up on our next person here. We got Ben Creech, and you're from Paragon Charter Academy. I mean, I think people have heard about charter schools and charter academies and all that kind of good stuff. And Ben, I guess we want to learn about what you're all about and why you are and everything else. So, what about Paragon?
Well, first I just want to say thank you to the Chamber of Commerce. It's been wonderful this year getting to know what the Chamber has to offer and giving me an opportunity to network in the community and just get to know the great things that are happening here in Jackson. So just a brief little bit about me. First, my name is Ben Kreisch. I've been at Paragon for 14 years. So I graduated from Spring Arbor University just down the road and never left town. So as a kid, we moved around quite a bit, and I've just fallen in love with this community and very grateful to have an opportunity to give back. So a little bit about Paragon. Paragon is a charter school. I think whenever you hear charter school, people have a lot of opinions about that. But I think the most important thing that I want you to hear is that it's a great choice for students. So if you look at state proficiency goals, I think when you look at that in, with us comparatively to the rest of the county, we're always in the top three, if not in the top slot. So I think that's really important when we talk. When I talk to any prospective families, I want to make sure that they have a great choice. So I think that's important. There's great schools, no matter if they're a charter school or a traditional public school. So I think that's really important. So Paragon is founded on four pillars. Those four pillars really are parental partnership, academic excellence, student responsibility, and my favorite is moral focus. So we really believe we need to place equal importance, equal amount of time, equal amount of energy into both developing character as well as developing students' knowledge. And the way we think about knowledge is really through the lens of critical thinking and their ability to really process information and to articulate their thoughts with that process.
How long have you been doing this, Ben?
So I've had the opportunity. I've been at Paragon for 14 years.
How long has Paragon been around?
So we are in our 20th year of existence in Jackson County.
Wow. Well, so you're 14, and what grades do you have there?
So we have kindergarten through 8th grade. We have an opportunity coming back. We have a Young Fives program, a developmental kindergarten program starting back up this coming fall. It's a great opportunity for kids.
Is there a typical type student you're looking for?
So we accept all students. We love students that they're really focused on academics. We do have a rigorous academic structure that really prepares students for high school and college and beyond.
Really? So when you talk about this moral, teachings that you're doing, what are you doing there? I mean, as far as, just tell me some of that.
Yeah, so it's a teacher-created curriculum. So over the past 20 years, we've really refined that. And what it's embedded in is every week students read a piece of literature. Typically, that's a picture book literature, so it's easy and usually takes 15 minutes for a teacher to read. And that kind of lays the foundation the first week. So every month, we have a new moral focus virtue. We start the year off with wisdom. We want students to understand the difference between right and wrong. And as the year goes on, we kind of kick back into that wisdom idea because we want students to really solidify what's wrong. And now there's a lot of right choices to be made. So we give them a definition, kindergarten through 8th grade, and then the students have an opportunity to really begin to exemplify that moral character through lessons that are taught in class, ways that they're able to practice that in the classroom. And then also, in addition to that, students receive a grade on their report card and how they're working on that specific moral focus virtue. Students that are doing a great job, we invite their parents to come back in for a leadership lunch. We have community leaders come in and share with them some leadership principles. We really just take an opportunity to celebrate the kids that are doing an outstanding job in that area.
Do you teach attitude?
We don't specifically teach attitude, but yes, we do work with the concept of effort. So the last line of our student creed is we know that I'm drawing a blank. I say this every day, but really connecting effort with success. They know that their success in school and life is dependent on their own effort.
Right. I mean, that's got to be. I just think that in preparing kids for life, that about the effort, mm-hmm. and about that life's not fair. And everything else out there.
That really kind of falls into that category of student responsibility.
Right, right. So, I mean, I just think we need to prepare our kids for that out in this world. But so you've got a reading month going and a reading partners program and all that kind of
thing? We do. So reading month is always a lot of fun. So if you ever have an opportunity to check out our Facebook page, it's a lot of fun. This year we're scoring high with reading. So the leadership at the school has they've created costumes. One's Team Pac-Man, we have Sonic, we have Frogger, we have Donkey Kong, which is quite hilarious. He really embraces his role. And then we also have Super Mario as well. So it's just a lot of fun. And the kids are into different groups, and they're really practicing. We really want to focus on kids having the opportunity to read 20 minutes a day at home. And that's it's so beneficial. There's so much literature out there that if a student simply reads 20 minutes outside of school at home and then answers basic comprehension questions, their opportunities really expand beyond the classroom.
To read and comprehend. That's, is that a new thing?
It's not a new thing, but it can't be talked about enough. I really believe sometimes it's really understated.
I believe it. I believe it, too. So you're, you know, so I guess when you talk about critical thinking, too, you actually talk about critical thinking in this, in school.
We do. So kind of the capstone of critical thinking is really helping kids develop a claim of what they believe after they've read something or maybe they've been informed of something new. And that claim has to be based in evidence. So students will either be a part of a Socratic seminar where they're talking about their evidence and then the students build off of someone else's claim, or maybe they rebuttal that claim. And then also students really go through really a lot of narrative essay writing. And the purpose of the essay writing in general is really to prepare students for college. So our students in 7th and 8th grade spend a good portion of their time in social studies class as well as their literature class writing essays. And it's incredibly important. The level of work they're doing, I wish I would have done to prepare myself for college.
What do they say about a child learns? How much do you learn by the time you're 10 years old or 12 years old or something? Isn't there some fact out there?
There is. I know that what's jumping to my mind is vocabulary. So if a student comes into kindergarten with 5,000 words, basically, they're going to double that. Same thing if a student comes with 20,000 words. Right. So that's really important. So we try to really work with students before they come to school. So a lot of the early literacy programs that are out there are really imperative to help for student success.
Okay, great. We've got a question for you from the audience.
Great.
Hi, Nicole Johnson, CP Federal Credit Union. What is the cost to go to Paragon?
That's a great cost. It's a tuition-free school. We do have a dress code at school. We do have a very similar to a private school feel. It's a very high structure. High expectations are there. I think if you ever walk through, anybody's welcome. We have an open door policy. I know there's a lot of security out there. I'll preface what I mean by open door policy. You're welcome to stop in. You have to be buzzed through. to come into our office. We do a quick background check of anybody that comes into our building through Lobby Guard, and then we're able to give you a tour of the school. So if any business is interested in coming through our building just to kind of check out what Paragon's about, we'd love to have you. You're welcome. Great question. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, well, Ben, you know, interesting, really interesting. Glad you stayed around Jackson.
So, thank you. I've enjoyed it, raising three beautiful daughters here.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. So thank you so much, Ben Kreisch and from Paragon. Thanks, man. Okay, next up, America's Preferred Home Warranty. Good morning, Susan Town, Richards, and Mike Sadler.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Glad to see you. Nice to see your building down there with your sign out there and everything, and I guess we all kind of think we know what you do, but maybe we don't. So I guess you're going to tell us today.
We'd be happy to. To start with telling you how long we've been in business. We've been in business since 1999. Okay. We are a proud Christian-based company that our corporate office is right here in Jackson, Michigan. And our owner is very committed to Jackson, and we're going to stay here. So we are doing business in 34 states right now. We are licensed in 34 states, but all of our warranties are processed right here in our corporate office. So what is a home warranty is what you're asking.
What's a home warranty?
Okay, so our home warranty is a service warranty. So what we're doing is we're servicing the appliances and your systems in your home. So under normal wear and tear, if something breaks down, this is kind of like a risk reduction. So if something happens, the homeowner has the opportunity to have that warranty, product warranty. They can call us and we will work with them. One thing that's different about us is that you have the right as a homeowner to call your own contractor to come in. So you're not relying on us, waiting on us to call a contractor to come in. That's something that the homeowner gets to choose.
Well, a home warranty, don't normally people buy those when they're buying a house?
They do. For the most part, that's where you're going to get a home warranty from. That's the one of the things that happened during the sale of a house. The homeowner or the buyer can put the warranty on your products. So your washers, your refrigerators, dishwashers, furnaces, air conditioning units, those are the things that you're going to warranty.
Is there a difference in home warranty companies?
There is, and as I had mentioned, one of the differences is that we will allow you to choose your own contractor. That's pretty unique for a home warranty company. Most of them do not offer that. In fact, I think it's pretty unique in general that something that we offer that others do not.
Do most of those contracts read the same?
Do they read the same?
Yeah, the home warranty companies.
That, I'm not sure as far as how do they read.
Generally, most of the terms and conditions are very similar. They all have a little bit different language, but for the most part, they cover the item's failure from normal wear and tear.
So what do you do every day at your company?
Well, in Jackson, what we're doing is we're processing all those warranty claims throughout the whole country. All the calls come to our call center. We have over 65, close to 70 folks that work in the center right here in Jackson. So they're processing those claims and getting those claims paid for the homeowners throughout the whole country.
Well, and you have a new location, too.
Right? We do, a brand new, beautiful building on Ann Arbor Road. It's very high-tech, a warm, inviting atmosphere, open concept with lots of bright colors. Mike worked with a designer to have this new building built. We have a great kitchen that's got two refrigerators. The employees have full access to the whole kitchen, which is all open, very, like I said, high tech. We have a walking track on the inside that we use daily. We all walk around, and we have a facility in there, a fitness center with locker rooms for the employees to use.
Okay.
It's real nice.
And you guys are hiring right now too, aren't you?
We are. Right now we're looking for customer service representatives. These are full-time positions with benefits.
Okay. So you're looking for a number of those, right?
We are. Right now we're recruiting for about six. We've just hired a group of six that's coming through. We need six more right now. Once the busy season gets here and the air conditioning units are running, we'll start receiving a lot of calls throughout the whole country. We want to make sure we can service those. We run 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year round. So you're always able to reach one of our representatives.
How'd you happen to be located in Jackson?
That's a great question, and that comes from our owner who purchased it. It originally was in Adrian. Doris Anderson owned it in Adrian, and Randy bought the business and brought it here to Jackson, and we originally started over on Parnell Road, very small. I think, what was there, maybe four or five of them that started the business over there, and quickly grew out of that and went over onto Spring Arbor Road, and we outgrew that building when they decided that they needed a much larger facility in order to handle all the business we're doing right now. So,
somebody wants to buy your product, can they also just buy it? Say, I want to buy it, I'm not buying a new house. If I want to buy it, how do you do that?
Yes. So if you're an existing homeowner and you're looking for a home warranty, we do have direct consumer sales department, and you can purchase a warranty. Just give us a call. If you go to our website, and this is something I would like to let you know, we do have a lot of information on the website that you can go and look us up. There's an opportunity to see what type of warranties we have. You can get a quote right on the internet.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting to think how many people you employ there, and probably most people don't really know about you.
Right. That's why we're here today.
That really is interesting. Do we have a question?
Yes.
Mister.
All right. My name is Tom. I'm with Rooney Sewer Service. We actually did a drain for one of your new home buyers last night. It's very simple. Your warranty company, if you buy a house and something happens when you first buy it, this lady moved in 2 days ago, her sewer backed up. They called us out. And we just call in. The homeowner tells them their claim number. We say how much it's going to be. You guys say, all right, we're covering this much. We do the job, call back, say we're done, and then you guys pay very well and fast. We've dealt with you for a couple of years now.
Great to hear.
It's been very
easy. Yep, that's exactly right. Nice.
She says, unfortunately, you were here today. That's right.
I did not plant him in the audience.
Oh, yeah, sure.
No, that's right. That's how it works. It's very quick, simple. We are there to help the homeowners so that this is not a burden on them. When you first buy a home, a lot of things can go wrong. You don't know what products and how they've been taken care of. So a lot of times that happens within the first 3 months of owning a home. Wow. As a homeowner myself, I understand that's something that you don't think about, you know, when you move in. And then when it does happen and you have that security blanket is what we like to think of it as. It's so nice to have great service providers that are out there that the homeowner can call.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for being here today. We appreciate it.
We're happy to be
and,
here.
America's Home Warranty, and thanks again.
All right, thank you very much.
All right. Last up, We have got Matt here who's going to talk about the chamber.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it. Good morning, everybody, and thanks for coming out to Good Morning Greater Jackson. We are broadcasting live from Bella Notte in downtown Jackson with a full house of chamber members in our studio audience. Thank you again to Bella Notte for providing a wonderful breakfast this morning. Thank you again to our sponsors. We couldn't run this program without your support. BNI, Profits Arising, Greater Jackson, Habitat for Humanity, our chamber segment sponsored by Michigan International Speedway, Paragon Charter Academy, and America's Preferred Home Warranty. If you're just tuning in, you can listen to our podcast a little bit later this afternoon at WKHM.com. Just click on the audio archive link. I'd like to extend a big thank you to our ambassadors this morning, Kathy Davis of Comerica Bank and Adrian Davis. A round of applause for them. All right. Please help me welcome our new members that have joined the chamber recently, Arbor Hills Vet Clinic, Stowe Insurance Agency, Lafier Forge and Machine Company, Roberts and Associates Architects, Arite Accounting, Partnership Park Chiropractic, Epic Blue Media, Just Staged, and Village of Spring Meadows, a senior living community. Round of applause for our new members. All right, we've got some great events coming up starting this Thursday evening, March 29th, Brew with the Board down at the Chase, 4:30 to 6. April 12th, we have our Leadership Jackson graduation. April 13th, we have our next Legislative Rise and Shine with Mike Shirky over at the Chamber office. April 16th, we have our next Economic Luncheon. And back here on April 24th for Good Morning Greater Jackson. And here's a list of everybody in the room this morning. It's a long list. We've got a great, great attendance this morning. Air Serve of Southern Michigan, American Red Cross, South Central Michigan Chapter, Berg Insurance Services, BNI, CP Federal Credit Union, College and Career Access Center, Comfort Care Home Care, Commonwealth Commerce Center, Graphics 3, Henry Ford Allegiance Health, Integro, Jackson County Prosecutor Jerry Jarzinka, Jackson Publishing Company, Jackson Symphony Orchestra, Legal Shield, Northwest Community Schools, Paragon Charter Academy, Schistler Certified Payment Consultants, Service Master Absolute Home and Restoration Services, Teach Out Security, United Way, Village of Spring Meadows, On Point Promotions, DigiDudes, Michigan Works Southeast, Acova Studios, Vision Tire and Auto, Exchange Club, Lions Club, Jackson District Library, the Balloony Bin, Rooney Sewer Service, WILX Channel 10, and Malachi Printing. It's a mouthful. Thanks again for coming out. Have a wonderful Tuesday.